Welcome to the Project Fitness Podcast for fitness professionals and fitness enthusiasts who want to be better at life. Fitness is the greatest investment of anyone's life. However, it's not easily obtained, and anyone who says different is just plain wrong. Join award-winning personal trainer and strength conditioning coach Chris Fudge every Monday as he explores all aspects of fitness that can lead you to your optimal health. Welcome to another episode of Project Fitness Podcast, 10-minute how-tos, and in 10 minutes or less, I'm going to teach you how to hypertrophy. Hypertrophy is growth of muscle. That's what we're all working at these days in the gym. So how could you hypertrophy your muscles? Well, it comes down to three key things. One is you need exercise. That's a non-negotiable. To hypertrophy your body, you cannot just do the things outside of exercise that would cause hypertrophy without exercising. You could not have a nutrition plan to support it. You could not have a recovery plan to support it. You could not take anabolic steroids to support it. You need to stress the muscle, and that comes in the form of exercising. So the first thing we must do to increase muscular size on our body is you need to exercise. Now, if you're going to exercise, you are going to need to exercise in a way that causes hypertrophy. If you are going to go to the gym and get on the treadmill and you're going to run for 45 minutes, the stress of running is not the same stress that would cause a hypertrophy effect. The stress that you need to cause a larger size muscle growth is you need to break down the muscle tissue itself. And to do that, you need to stress the tissue. The way you do that is you isolate the tissue. This is the best way to do it. Bodybuilders have been doing this for years. They do muscle splits or muscle groups. So you pick one muscle or a few muscles within an exercise. You do multiple exercises for that muscle group. You stimulate the tissue, cause a ton of fatigue, a ton of tension, and a ton of muscular pump. Then what happens is you rest, and then you do it again. And then you rest, and then you do it again. And then you rest, and then you do it again. That type of exercise will cause the muscle fibers themselves to break down or become torn. This is a good type of torn you want. Microscopic tears happen within the fibers. They're going to cause an inflammatory response. A little bit of edema happens there, a little bit of muscular swelling. Then you're going to get a little bit more water into the cells within the next 24 to 48 hours. Then if you do this again, they will continue to grow. So you need to have exercises that stimulate that muscle growth. If I want to increase the size of my arms, my biceps, my triceps, my deltoids, my forearms, and I go to the gym and I run for 40 minutes on the treadmill, I am not doing any exercise for that muscle group. I'm not isolating it at all. Even though my arms are swinging side to side, I'll burn some calories. I'll stress my cardiorespiratory system, but I'm not stressing the muscles I want to hypertrophy myself. So they will not change. They will not grow. You will not see a physical difference in your arms if you go to the gym and you just run on the treadmill. The number one thing, the first thing you need to have, which is also probably the number one thing, is you need to stimulate the muscle with exercise to cause a hypertrophy effect. The second thing that you must do to create a hypertrophy effect in your training is you need to fuel the body with the nutrition that'll lead to growth of the muscle. To grow the muscle, you have to repair the muscle. And the muscles repair best when they are filled with protein. Protein is amino acids, and amino acids cause muscles to repair. This is going to be found in the easiest form of protein powders, but it's the least bioavailable form for our body to utilize. I'll give you an example. The body does really well taking in protein and then breaking it down and using it for recovery processes. If you have something like a whey isolate seems to be the fastest out there, where if you ingest it right after a workout, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 60 minutes, you then have these amino acids going through the body. They're going to start what's called a process known as protein synthesis, rebuilding proteins that have been broken down. Whey isolate is very good for that. Whey isolate's been studied time and time again to do that, and that's what it does. However, not everybody digests it very well. Because they don't digest it very well, it may not be the best. The best would be some form of protein that you digest really well that has all of those amino acids. And this is going to be found in the form of meat. Usually it's going to be found in the form of red meat, because a lot of people today do not digest white meat as well as they used to due to the amount of PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids involved with it, specifically linoleic acid. So unless you're outside hunting your own birds themselves, the ones you're going to get are probably going to be grain-fed. They're probably going to be induced with some form of antibiotic. They're not going to be the high quality that you want to have. They're going to be fatal birds. So the protein is going to be quite low in comparison to linoleic acids in there. So it might not be the best one. Might be good depending on where you get the chicken from, but it might not be. So I always suggest people to get red meat in. Now, if you're going to have a bunch of fat after a weight training session, you're not getting as much of the protein. You're going to be getting fat. Fat is not known to be great for hypertrophy, but the protein tends to be. So if you're somebody who can digest whey isolate, I would suggest having whey isolate after a workout to increase the amount of protein synthesis happening if you can digest it again. And if you're going to use a whey isolate, use a high quality whey isolate. A high quality whey isolate is usually something that's pure whey isolate. Usually you will see things like New Zealand whey protein, which tends to be one of the higher quality ones. If you go to your local supplement store, your GNC, your Supplement King store, you might not find the highest quality there. Some brands, they refuse to even be sold in those stores because they don't want to be associated with the low quality stuff. Easiest way to tell if you consume it and you don't bloat, get gas, loose stools, diarrhea, digestion issues, burp, then it's probably a good quality one for you. I would then follow up with a meal that definitely has protein in it. Then you're going to want to keep protein in every meal afterwards. In all the years I've worked with people, training people for aesthetic schools, like stage athletes, and I've trained a lot of people to get on stage before, I've never found, I think I trained three vegetarian athletes, one vegetarian, two vegans, who wanted to get on stage, and only one ever actually made it to the stage. The other two quit because their bodies weren't adapting the way we want them to, or they couldn't recover from the training, so we had to put such a low emphasis on the training that they really weren't changing the way they looked. Even the one that did get on stage did not have a great dense look. Kind of had like a stick of gum look, more so. Just not round muscles, hard dense muscles at all. And this was not eating animal protein. Now, animal protein is going to have amino acids in there. You're not going to get from plants. You're not going to get from beans. You're going to get your vitamin K. You're going to get your choline. You're going to get a creatine. All the B vitamins. You just don't get that in plants, or you have to consume something like 4 pounds of kale to get similar stuff. So the most bioavailable source of protein will always be in animal meats. The third thing that you must have to create a hypertrophy effect on the body is recovery. Now, the food is a huge component of recovery. It's really hard to grow muscle in a caloric deficit. You want to be more of a caloric surplus, not just the protein. We want to be eating more food than your body needs. Think of babies and how fast babies grow. You know, when a baby comes out, there's going to be a lot of hormones. They're going to be supplementing this, but as well as they're resting. That's all babies do. They eat, they sleep, they poop, they cry. They eat, they sleep, they poop, they cry. So I'm not saying that if you want to put on, if you want to increase your gun size to start eating, sleeping, pooping, and crying. What I am suggesting is be more like a baby. So the food's going to be one component of it, but you need to do all the other things that amplify recovery. And for adults, the easiest thing you can do, sleep. Sleep. Sleep is when your body produces hormones that lead to hypertrophy. So growth hormone is maximally released in your sleep, not when you're awake. And that's going to tell your muscles to grow more. So if you want to recover from your workouts, sleep is going to be a huge component. I have a couple episodes on sleep earlier in the podcast here, I think episode 23 or 24, how to maximize sleep. And in there, I talk about certain things such as reducing your exposure to blue screens and blue lights, using true tone light on your computers, on your iPhones. I talk about supplements you can use like L-theanine, ashwagandha, things that calm your nervous system, chill you out at night. There's other things you can do, such as manipulate your carbohydrates. Have your carbohydrates before bed, your last meal of the day. When carbohydrates come in, your insulin levels tend to go up. When insulin goes up, cortisol goes down. So if insulin goes up and cortisol goes down, it's easy to fall asleep as you're more calm. When cortisol is up, your body's awake, you're ready to go. So we don't want cortisol just before bed. If you have trouble sleeping, you want cortisol super low before bed. You want cortisol high in the morning to get your day going. So that's where you can manipulate carbohydrates around that. Room temperature needs to be cool as well, as your body temperature does decrease 1 to 1.5 degrees while you sleep at night. And if it does, you will drop into a deep sleep. You'll get some deep sleep, some good REM sleep. If your body temperature does not go down, you do not get those things. If you do not get good quality sleep at night, you do not grow. You do not create a hypertrophy environment. So the three key things, one is if you want to increase hypertrophy in the body, is you have to train for hypertrophy. The second is you need to have protein. Kind of no way around that. If you want to increase muscle mass, you need to get the amino acids from the most bioavailable source of protein on the planet, which is going to be animal protein. you can digest whey isolate. That is your next best, maybe your best, depending on who you are. And the third thing is you need to recover by really pushing the envelope on sleep. So that is our 10-minute how to hypertrophy.
Never stop learning because life never stops teaching. If you've learned at least one thing from this podcast and your mission is to help other people, please share this podcast with them. And a reminder, we will be releasing one episode every Monday for the entire year. So make sure to hit subscribe so you get the updated information as soon as possible. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. And thank you so much for allowing me to be part of it.